Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Everybody. Wake up late.
Wake up.
It's late. Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Chorus praise and now you know.
We're the hottest show in this
wake
place.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3.
Everybody wake up. Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Thanks, Elgin. Hey, everybody, welcome to another edition of the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and my co-host back from a bit of a hiatus, Randy Vegas here.
What's up, folks? How the hell are we doing today?
And a special guest and finalist in the Florida's Funniest Competition, oh. Jay Guy.
I like that title, man.
Yeah?
No, not really.
Well, you know, I didn't get to, I wanted to go the last night of the finals. But I just you know, I was like, ugh, I didn't feel great, and I was like, yeah. I was wheezing because of my vape pen, but everybody did great, and you know,
it was a good night, man. It was a good night.
Yeah,
I like the outcome of it. I think it was, you know, it's how it went. It was how it was supposed to go. I think.
Yeah. Well, I wish I was there. I didn't make. I was at the semifinals in Tampa, and I got disqualified for doing 7 minutes.
Seriously?
I heard about that.
That's what happened to you. That.
Yeah, I, well, and again, I've said this in all honesty, I don't like to make excuses, but I was up for 35 hours straight because I was in Tucson, Arizona at Laughs.
Oh, you got that jet lag.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I was in Tucson working, and then I had to fly out of Phoenix, like a 2-hour drive. So, 5 a.m. flight to get back in time. So, I'm like, fuck, I went back to my hotel, threw my shit, got shit ready, left.
How long is that flight from there?
Like,
from Tucson, Arizona.
Well, then
I think 3 hours. I think.
Yeah, it's at least 4. You know, and then, I can't remember. Did I stop somewhere? Did I stop in? Yeah, I did. I stopped
still
in Dallas.
Lag,
I stopped in Dallas, and then I had to wait a couple hours. And I went to Tampa to be there. And fuck yeah! And then you know, and then of course when I get there, I thought, okay, maybe I got enough time. My wife is going to pick me up. I'm going to get maybe I'll take an hour nap. And no good because I'm waiting for my luggage because there's lightning. That day, and they said, excuse me, I'm waiting for your luggage. There's a little delay because lightning on the tarmac,
lightning,
so nobody could be out
delay.
There. And I'm like, fuck.
Never heard of that.
You never heard of that?
Lightning luggage delay? No.
That's what I said. I mean, this is my
outside.
Goddamn Florida's funniest jinx on me. So, all right. So, we get back.
You flew into West, like, South Florida, or you flew into Tampa?
Yeah, because Renee was nice enough to let me change because I was in Portland and Seattle during the East Coast semis.
Uh-huh.
So, she says, I'll put you in the Tampa one. I said, great. And I love Southwest Airlines. I'm trying to get them as a sponsor. But they changed my flight, cost me $10 more. Actually, I got a credit for $10. And I said, fly me to Tampa. So I got to Tampa. So instead of getting there at 2, I ended up getting there at 4.
Okay.
And then, you know, race to the house, get back to the hotel, right, and then get to the Tampa Improv.
Southwest is where you don't, where you just get on the flight and then you pick a seat.
Yeah, they have like, it's open seating. So you when you check in, you got to check in 24 hours before. You get an A list, a B list, a C list, or a fuck list.
Right.
So you're trying to check in like immediately so you can get off.
Well, listen,
you want.
I spend the extra $25 to get the early bird.
Oh, that's
for
$25,
you just get on the A list, which means you pick anywhere you want to sit.
That's the way to do it,
right?
I need to fly Southwest now because like I'd be fighting. Like I need the comfortable seat,
dude. You need
like
to fly with me because here's my secret: if you don't want something, unless it's a full flight, you basically
fat dudes. Nobody wants to sit in the middle.
I find a fat guy who likes the fucking aisle seat.
Well, shit, let me know, dude. I'll fly out with you on the show. Maybe we'll plan this shit ahead of time. I'm down, dude. I would gladly slunch over and make it look like I'm taking more room and be like, oh, is this your seat? No.
Yeah.
And just let him keep going.
I find a guy who's in the aisle or whatever. Hey, man, I'm going to sit there. And then, you know, nobody's going to sit next to us in the middle.
Yeah.
You know, so. But you pay $25, worth it. A-list every time.
I need to look at Southwest now.
So, so now here's the thing. So, I was up, you know, I went up. I had a good set. Even Renee was nice enough to tell me, hey, you did great. We had you had advanced, but you did 7 minutes. Now, I had no idea. I just remember I saw the light and I thought, fuck, I've been up for like a minute only. Now somebody had
jet lag.
Well, somebody had said to me, they go, well, they probably tried to, someone was giving you a light to get, you know, like fucking with you, like jinxing me and shit. I said, nah, I said, dude, I just know that I was, you know, I couldn't be. And then I was going for a little bit, and then I saw the light again. I wrapped it up. And as I walked off, Nadim says, man, they gave you a lot of extra time. I go, fuck.
I just picture Nadim telling that too. Like, hey, doggy, you gave me extra time? Like, what are you?
And I said, you know, and then I felt bad because when we left, like, I didn't get my name announced. And I was like, all right, whatever. And I walked, and I walked by Renee, and I just, hey, you know, she's Dougie. I go, eh. No, you know, I wasn't. I was tired as fuck, and obviously I wasn't happy, and then I felt like I felt bad, you know. So I said, hey, I just want to let you know I wasn't, you know, giving you the stink eye or anything when I left. I just wanted to get back. It's fucking exhausted. I've been up for 35 hours, and she goes, oh, you know, you did. And she told me, so it was nice enough for telling me that.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
And yeah, congratulations to Cam Bertrand. Yeah, for winning $1,000, not bad, not a bad win.
Yeah, I need to switch airlines from. Spirit to Southwest. Definitely.
I would never get on fucking Spirit, dude.
I got on Spirit. Oh, all right, so check me out real quick. I had
how
to
much
fly
money?
Out.
How much can you really save?
You don't save.
In time, money, you save money, but you lose it all in stress and being pissed off. Because I flew.
How
much
time did you lose?
All right, so I was supposed to fly out of Spirit 2 weeks ago on a Thursday night. I was supposed to fly out the last flight at 9 o'clock. The flight was like $50. I had to pay no extra carry on or like that. I was like, all right, cool, awesome. Flight was supposed to leave at 9. Didn't leave until like 1:30 in the morning, and I got to the airport at like 6.
Yeah.
So I sat in the airport for almost 8 hours.
Yeah.
Got to Pittsburgh about 4 o'clock in the morning. Didn't get to my room until like 5:30 because I had to wait for one of the rental places to open up to get a car.
Yeah.
There was no Uber, nothing in the area. It was dead. That airport was dead.
Where was this?
Flew to Pittsburgh, Rochelle.
Ugh.
That definitely sounds like worth $50 in savings.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's terrible.
No, I only paid $50 for the flight.
Yeah, but then if you want to breathe, if you want air, it costs like $10.
Oh, no, see, I played it smart, though. I paid $50, and then right before I was getting ready to board, I looked at the seating arrangement, and like last second, they'll change like the pricing to get the seats filled in that they want, and there was the seating up front. It was like $10 more for like the very front row, like the
right.
Cops paid it. I was like, all right, so $60.
Yeah, $10.
To be stressed the fuck out for fucking...
Nothing worse than being on a plane in the back and waiting for these fucking hoople heads to get off the fucking plane.
Yeah.
You know, like, they everybody's waiting and waiting and... You know, it's like being at a sporting event where nobody knows how to do the wave.
Yeah, it's like terrible.
People getting up, you know.
Do I do it one hand at a time? What do I do? You've never done the wave, bro?
No, I've done the wave. I've just never seen someone not know how to do the wave.
You know there's those people in the fuck. Is it time? Is it time? You missed it, motherfucker.
Yeah. What time did it get here? It was supposed to start at 6:30. What time is it now? 7:15.
But the problem with Spirit, like another reason I really love Southwest is because if I'm going to gig, I got to bring my merch. So that's luggage. Mm-hmm. So what do they charge on Spirit? Like $89, not $150 fucking dollars for a bag?
No, I think total with taxes and everything like that for the trip, I think I paid maybe like $90 for the one way and then like
coming back. Did you have a bag? Like
I had one bag.
Just carry on.
Yeah, just my carry on.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. So if you're going to bring like merch and you're going to bring, now that's going to cost me $60. You know, there's just fucking savings and you're sitting in a seat that looks like a bench.
Yeah, for me or you at least. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not
carry on for Spirit is. More than
well, I had ticket. That the $9 club thing, whatever like that. So for that flight, it got Nick's Thunder.
So you, so they even charge you for carry on at Spirit,
dude. They charge you but to I have talk the little to thing, somebody at Spirit. Like, if you get there,
oh yeah, you're like hello, oh, $10, please.
That it is.
It's almost like legal prostitution.
Yeah, if you put your feet up in the fucking ticket near the gate, that you can hear ching ching ching. What was that? They just charge you 50 cents for putting your feet on the table.
For real.
Yeah, I don't know, but Southwest, man, that's my first go to. And
you don't like JetBlue?
I love JetBlue as well, but they don't fly as much. They have a lot less places they fly.
Right.
So, my friend Diane worked for JetBlue, her and her husband. So I was like, when I first started touring a lot, I used to use a lot of buddy passes.
Nice.
Which was great. Which is great until you're sitting there and like, sorry, it's full. And you're like, oh, fuck, I got to make it to the show.
Then you got to pay an extra $1.50 or to find an actual flight.
Yeah, actually, the next thing you know, I got to go get a flight somewhere.
Yeah,
my buddy pass is basically you're just on standby,
right? And like if you're an employee, like there's like levels of buddy pass. Like if you're a family member, if you actually work for the, if you work for them and you're a family, and then you're like, you have priority.
Yeah.
But if you're like a friend, like, you know what I mean? And sometimes it works. I mean, it never works. World Series of Comedy one time, I flew United
because
I wanted to make sure I got there and shit, but I got my wife a buddy pass. And it's not good when you're going to places like Vegas because my wife ended up staying in Vegas like three extra days because she couldn't get fucking home. You know what I mean? That's what she told me, at least.
Great
probably
excuse.
Probably caused you more, huh?
Well, you know, well, like God her friend. Well, thank God her friend.
Add that to my excuse bank.
Right. Well, I had a buddy pass, man. I couldn't make it.
You were supposed to be here Tuesday. I'm on a buddy pass. I couldn't get on a fucking flight.
Yeah, man.
But no, she stayed at her friend's. Her friend lived there, so this girl Lisa. So, yeah, it worked out. But you know what I mean? But if you're going to like a major area, the buddy pass sucks. The good thing about JetBlue is they have that credit bank. Just like Southwest, like
the points or something like that.
No, if you got to cancel, they just take that money and put it right into your bank.
Oh, okay.
So you don't really lose out. You just rebook your flight and use that money. It's really good. Like, I'm a big JetBlue fan. I have a JetBlue credit card. I get free check bags. Like, I'm all about them.
I like flying with him because I don't have to pay for shit.
Well, that's good. You know, that's good. It's like I have the same thing with American Express for Delta. Mm-hmm. So whenever I fly Delta, I get priority boarding. You know, and all that shit. You know, you get in the first group.
Switch it up to Southwest, man.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You know, I don't want all this credit. You know, my wife gets a new credit card. I got it because we need it for Costco. Okay. Well, I want to get a credit card to fly. That's a fucking crazy thing. You know. So I don't know.
I just love how every time he insinuates that thick accent, every time she talks out of him. It's hilarious to me.
I'm just trying. It's more like my mother-in-law.
All my jokes I do about my girl is exactly how she sounds.
Oh, really?
She watching? Because
it's a loud, you know, frequency.
It was funny. At my 50th birthday party, we had a little thing called Roaster Boast. The birthday boy, and Nadim was there. And Nadim, he goes, you know, I got to tell you, I heard his jokes about his girl and everything. And I met his wife tonight, and I'm waiting to hear this, you know, and all of a sudden she's like, hi, Nadim, how are you? She speaks better than Doug. I'm like, dude, don't get rid of the fucking, you know. I had somebody do that on stage once. I won't mention the cunt's name. She's a comic in Miami, but.
Jesus
no,
Christ.
Listen, I've got four sworn affidavits of this woman bad-mouthing me to other comics. Jeez. I'm gonna hit her with a slander suit if she does it again.
Oh, man.
No, she did. This particular person called Tavolino's and told them that I've got a bad reputation in comedy and that they never get any good comics there and that she wanted to take over the room, blah, 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 blah. So I got two people from there, and I got another major comic who she talks shit to in New York.
Jesus.
About me. But anyway, no, I did a show. This is in Miami years ago, and I get off stage, and I have a great set. Everything's fun. And she goes up there and starts dissing me. She's like, I met Doug's wife. She doesn't sound anything like that. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You know what I mean? Anyway.
That's wild.
Let's do some research and find out who this
person is. Yeah. Anyway. So now you... Now he came on the scene like I first caught notice of Jay when you guys had your show Smokes and Laughs or whatever it's called.
Smokes and Jokes.
It's
an old room, yeah.
It's an old room no longer.
We passed it down, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Gave it to Lalo Rodriguez. And Dan Casso. Shout out to those guys.
Those guys are running it?
Yeah, we got them running it cuz we've been
doing it every Thursday.
Yeah. Getting booked a lot more and stuff and traveling with the UN guys. I haven't been able to be there and then it's hard for us like on the off nights if I'm off or he's working and
yeah, man, my schedule changes all the time. Yeah. So.
What do you do for a living?
I am a firefighter.
Really?
Paramedic, yeah.
Nice, man.
Yeah, it's nice.
Well, it's funny. At the Backstage Comedy Club, Backstage Cafe on Saturday night, we had a show, and Jen Hellman was hosting.
Yeah.
And Jen's dating this guy who's 6'9", this firefighter guy.
Yeah, yeah. I don't look anything like
You look like a paramedic.
Like, yeah, that's I'm built like the hospital
glasses.
Guy.
You're like, see, he's got a laceration on his neck.
But I have this philosophy. It's like part of a running joke. I've done like I never trust. And like if your wife or your girlfriend has a girlfriend or friend and she hangs out with a guy or something that he's like a fucking pilot or a firefighter. Stay the fuck away from them. Because firefighters
and pilots will fuck your wife.
Animals. They do. They
listen,
fuck what?
Listen, I will not confirm or deny what I have done.
Yeah, because firefighters are off 2 days. You know what I mean? They have a work a day and they're off 2 days. So what do they think they do on their day off? Their day, they fuck
comedy.
Your wife.
Comedy. That's what we're doing.
Chasing
what's
dreams.
What's up, Peter Kramer? How you doing, buddy? Anyway, so, but it was funny because he was there, and he's a big dude.
Yeah.
So, of course, I had to rip into him. I'm like, yeah, he's a firefighter, and went into that, you know. Of course, firefighters fuck your wives.
It's a lot of confidence in that relationship.
Yeah. So.
Dude, I think firefighters' wives fuck a lot of other people. because they are gone for 24 hours.
No, let's get something straight. Firefighters' wives fuck other guys because firefighters are fucking other dudes' wives.
Is that what it is?
That's just openly free circle.
That's right. Listen, if you date a firefighter, if you're married or dating a firefighter.
Listen, any girl I'm dating right now, don't pay attention to any of this.
Yeah,
it's all jokes. It's all just a theory. You know, like if you want to, if you ever at a bar and you're sitting there trying to hook up with a girl and you're competing with a pilot and a firefighter, you only got one choice. You only got one choice. Like that, when I was single, that happened. They're like, the guy's like fucking hitting on this beautiful girl. And I'm a pilot, you know, I'm a firefighter. I'm like, what do you do? I'm like, well, I'm an astronaut.
Yeah, that's what you have. You only have two choices to lie.
Other than that,
I am a doctor. I am an army vet.
Yep.
Yeah. You know.
If your bank account got a lot of zeros in it, just leave that bank account open on the table.
I'm actually a member. Away. I'm a member of the Avengers.
Right. I get it.
No, you're not. Yes, I am.
All right.
It's very impressive. Any rate, so speaking of impressive, the big debate that we've seen here in social media.
Running amok and destroying houses.
Yeah, like it's like nuts. You know, I've seen videos of people beating the shit out of people at Chick-fil-A.
Mostly
yeah.
Black people.
Well, you know, I don't want to say it. I don't want to say it. But, you know, I mean, listen.
It's not even just black people. I've seen a lot of Spanish people too. So I think it's all minorities in the hood fighting over this shit.
But, yeah, the big story is Popeyes, which, by the way, I've only eaten Popeyes once.
What?
Once.
Because, Dougie, how are you that big and only eating Popeyes?
First of all, I live in a nice neighborhood.
That don't mean
there's
shit.
A lot of fucking Popeyes around here.
That's true. That's true.
You know what I mean? But the first time I had Popeyes, I was working with comedian Ty Rivera. He was in town a couple years ago.
Hilarious.
And so we drove by. We actually did a gig somewhere in Pompano. We were coming back, and he was staying here, I think, because we had doing his shows and stuff. So he goes, I love Popeyes. So I stopped. So we went by Popeyes to eat. And I had the chickens. You know, it's pretty good, I guess. You know? But you know, I've eaten plenty
of
Chick-fil-A.
Don't sound convinced.
I've never had the Popeyes chicken sandwich.
Yeah, it just came out. That's why I haven't had it either. But
now the Chick-fil-A sandwich is delicious. That pickle, the bun with the fucking butter. And
you're talking about the original,
the regular
chicken sandwich.
Yeah, yeah. I see. If I go to Chick-fil-A, I don't have time to get the special one. All that shit. Just give me. Two.
That spicy chicken deluxe is where it's at.
Yeah, I've had that. I've actually had that one.
Yeah, with the pepper jack cheese on. That's
this
my
guy
number.
Chick-fil-A. Every time we're going to hang out, we'll go do something in the morning. He's like, yeah, I'm going to Chick-fil-A. You want breakfast? I'm like,
add it today.
It's a chicken place. He goes, they got eggs. I'll bring me one. I'm like,
they have the chicken biscuits.
Yeah, those
are amazing. They got like a little chicken biscuit sandwiches.
Those are good.
This is delicious.
I would say that's number two for me for breakfast. Yeah.
He put me on that breakfast, man. I never ate breakfast ever in my life. And he's like, yeah, I'm showing up with breakfast. I'm like, all right, okay. I was like, it's amazing. Like, it's great.
Oh, I remember, listen, Chick-fil-A's used to only be in the malls.
Yeah.
Remember, they never really had retail here in Florida. Like, I remember when they had the first one, like, oh, my God, you know.
Yeah.
It's like you used to have to go to the Orange Bowl. Remember the pizza places in the malls, the Orange Bowl?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, with the Orange Julius's and the cardboard fucking pizza. That you would eat and say, oh my God, it's pizza. But, you know, now listen, I think Ken Miller from Orlando area was talking about, he got shit because he loves the spicy chicken sandwich from Wendy's.
Really?
Which I've had it. It's a good sandwich.
It's good, but it's not. Chick-fil-A.
It's not a Chick-fil-A.
It's not even
you
in the same category.
Money, though, bro. You can go and afford that expensive shit, bro.
Now, let me ask you.
Wendy's?
Yeah.
I feel like you're offended right now. I am. That's upsetting. Wendy's, the consistency. Like, it's good, but the consistency is terrible.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You never know where you're going to get there.
Yeah. I have the, my big thing at Wendy's is the go wraps. Because they're like, I get two of them, they're like $4.
Yeah.
Right? And it's, you know, there's no bread. It's just the white wrap, mm-hmm, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of healthy. I have a grilled one, and then I cheat and I have the spicy one.
Crispy one, yeah.
The spicy chicken wrap. I get kind of one grilled and one spicy chicken go wrap.
The balance.
Yeah, you know, I I have to eat the fucking grilled one first.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't.
Is that what you do?
Yeah.
Because you want the best for last.
Exactly.
That's what you're doing.
If you're going to sleep with two women at once, you got to bang the first one first. Yeah. The uglier one, right?
That's what you think you got to bang. But usually the ugly one is the best.
Yeah.
Like she has to work for it.
Yeah,
she
she's
knows
the one,
all the tricks.
She's a gobbler.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yep.
Meanwhile, the good ones in there going, you want me to put that in my mouth? Yes. I do want you to put it in my mouth.
Why are you asking? Just do, please. Just surprise me. Come on.
David Sadman says Wendy's chili is good.
Ugh, come on, Dave. I got to judge the hell out of you. Yeah. Not Dave. Who goes to Wendy's for chili?
Now, listen.
Who goes to any fast food joint for chili? It's disgusting.
Well, here's the thing that you might. Now, let me tell you. Now, I'm one of these guys. I'll admit it, I like Arby's.
Oh,
I like the Arby's beef and cheddar. I'll crave it just because of the cheese and the fucking. You know what I mean? But the most underrated sandwich from Arby's is the chicken Gordon Bleu.
I'm a chicken cordon bleu fan.
Yeah, the ham, the cheese, the fucking.
I haven't had it at Arby's. I don't know. Is there still an Arby's around here somewhere? Like, do they still make that?
You got to go north to get it.
You got to go to Wisconsin.
Long John Silver's, bro.
Yeah, like, the KFC Long John mix-up.
Oh, my God. Long John Silver's. My mom used to get that shit. We used to have Fridays. My mom would get groceries, and then she would always pick up some fast food, usually Burger King, with the Burger King chicken sandwich.
The
old traditional one.
Right.
But I tell you that Burger King has the Italian chicken parm sandwich now, which is like a round one. With, mozzarella.
I would like that one.
It's good.
Ever since Nadim had his fallout with them, I can't support that establishment.
I can't tell you how many times we're on the road and we're like, let's just get something quick. We're going to be late. There's a Burger King right there. Fuck that shit. You guys, I'm slapping the sandwiches out of your fucking hand if you guys eat it. Yeah. I swear to God.
Yeah, Nadim
was
here last week, I think, and he brought it. We talked about the whole
I can never eat Burger King around him. I just want to buy a bag one day of Burger King, just leave it in his room while he's sleeping, and then just walk out and be like, I don't know who did it, bro. Just
I'm not a Burger King guy. Wendy's, I'll get. And then, of course, if you're on the road, you want to try to eat something, I'll go to Subway, I'll get a tuna. Or something like that.
I like on the road. Like I look for like a Chipotle or something like that.
Yeah,
on the road. Yeah,
Chipotle. Hold on.
Or a bowl. I get a bowl.
They say the bowls they put them in are cancerous.
Yeah, no, I heard about that. Yeah. So
really?
What I do is I get the wraps and I tell them to put it in the wrap and just eat the. Because you can get a wrap. You can tell them to put the bowl in and put the tortilla in there. They don't charge you anything extra.
Oh yeah.
So you're literally just eating it out in tortilla, but it's in the bowl, so you're not.
Dude, is that a fact?
That's what they said, dude. Yeah, they straight up said that the bowls, the stuff, the.
I feel like they've been trying to take down Chipotle for a long time.
Well, no, someone actually did it and checked out.
That stock is bounced. Like it gets crushed and it flies.
Right,
it crushed and gets
white fly. People love that shit, bro. They don't. I'm gonna eat Chipotle regardless.
It's quick, you know what I mean? And then
it's not that quick.
Well, it's a la carte.
If you go in a gentrified area where there's nothing but white folks, it's not that quick.
All right, well,
the one on Linton and 95, where not that many white folks in that area, fast as shit. Go to Wellington, I'm stuck for an hour waiting for that shit. Fuck out of here.
It's like the reverse of what Popeye's chicken sandwiches is.
Yeah.
Now, is it true that they're running out? They're like,
dude, I went to Popeye's on Sunday because I've been doing a podcast with my buddy of mine. We're going to actually try the sandwiches on air because we record on Sundays. We're going to try it on there. So there's a Popeye's on Congress and Hopalugsa, which is right in the hood.
Yeah.
The window start the line started at the window where they were picking up food, went around past the ordering box, and then you would think when it gets to the other side it would go onto the road. No, it went into oncoming traffic, back around again.
Oh no!
And then back out. So there was two circles around the building, and then I recorded, came back like an hour later, and there's still the same line out there. I'm like, fuck this.
That's
so,
like Chick-fil-A. They got the line, but let me tell you, those people at
Chick-fil-A fast. Quick.
Those people are everybody's
happy
smiling
too.
And fucking. Yeah. They're just
quick.
They're Christian loving people.
Yeah,
it's Christian loving.
It's my pleasure
people.
To serve you. How are you? Jesus loves you. It's like all right. I guess you're gonna have a good day.
Absolutely, I love Chick-fil-A. So I will. I'm hoping. I'm gonna guess maybe by next week I'll have the Popeyes chicken sandwich if I don't have to wait. I will not wait in that line.
No,
I will not. Listen, unless that chicken sandwich comes with a smoke 'em slow, I'm not going to,
I don't know.
That's a blowjob for you taking notes at home.
Yeah. But, like, my theory is, like, with Chick-fil-A and Popeyes, like, I've seen this feud before. You guys remember Good Burger?
Yeah.
That's my theory of, like, what's going on now. It's like, it'll be
They're
good for a while.
Get the secret sauce.
They're going to find something in the chicken. Bro, I saw a picture in the patty in the Popeyes thing. It's like that fucking
it looks really
thick.
Yeah.
Like, the chicken breast should not be that big at all.
I heard some people say that the Popeyes is full, like it's loaded with oil, like it's like it's just
greasy as shit, GMOs,
for sure.
It's everything hood people like,
Popeyes
like myself.
Don't care. Right? It's comfort food.
Yeah.
Now somebody said that I don't know if this was true or not. This was a fake thing on Twitter, but Chick-fil-A got pissed. You go, okay, you don't want to stay in your lane, Popeyes, so now they're making buckets of Chick-fil-A chicken.
Oh yeah. You gotta show them, man.
That's hilarious.
White white people are petty.
I don't think that's true.
I
was there today. I would have saw. Hey, white people they would have offered me.
You got like frequent flyer miles at Chick-fil-A.
I should.
Now, do you have one near your house? Is that why you go so up? Yeah, okay.
It's like one, like five. You know what? That's fucked up too. Because like we both live about the same distance. I never go, and every time he's always there. You look through his Instagram.
I drive past your house to get that.
Yeah. Never fails.
Hey, he's like, that's why he's like, hey, Randy, you want me to come by, man? You need anything, dude?
Yeah, anytime I ask him, like, yo, I'm going to stop. Like, if I'm going to pick him up, like, yo, I'm going to grab some food. You want anything? He's like, nah, I'm good. But every time he's like, oh, I'll just take a number two. I already tell him, like, I don't know what he's going to get. Like,
Now, this is what I know for a fact. You mentioned that they're trying to do buckets of chicken, but they're not. But they are doing now mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A is selling mac and cheese.
That. Is it
and
good?
I tried it today, and oh my god, yeah. So good, man!
You know what Chick-fil-A needs to do in order to really compete with Popeyes now with that? Give a little attitude at the register. Great, like what you want? Are you changing it again?
Attitude.
The Lord loves you. All right, W695.
Like, yeah, I will say this. Refreshing. Not. I was at Yankee Steakhouse, which is at the casino in Seminole Casino. Phenomenal restaurant. And they have, you know, they have lobster mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had lobster mac and cheese?
I have.
What do you mean you can't?
I'm allergic to all seafood.
All shellfish?
Yeah, everything, bro. It sucks.
Oh, that sucks.
I'll be hearing some of these amazing stories.
Eat shrimp,
so you can't eat pussy.
I can eat pussy. That's the only one. I'm immune to that. It's in my genes. I'm immune to that one. But
yeah. All right.
Yeah, man, that's
well, speaking of dangerous things, it's come out that vaping may be more dangerous. I've been saying this since day one. I remember my good friend Bob Levy, the Reverend Bob Levy, was trying to stop smoking cigarettes, so he started using his vape, these cigarettes, and I said, dude, that's got to be worse, because it's one thing to breathe smoke into your lungs, but it's got to be just as bad, if not worse, to be breathing in vaporized, like, water.
Yeah.
That's how you get pneumonia, right? And I'm telling you.
I genuinely judge every person who vapes. Like, I had a really close friend of mine named Chris Shepard. Yeah. You guys probably know him.
Hey, shout out Chris Shepard.
Shout out Chris. I always openly judge him. I'm like, bro, because you got to go. It's like, just put a dick in your mouth. Like, come on, bro.
Well, it's really,
you're angry about it because it looks
weird.
Yeah.
I don't smoke, so I don't know the effects of smoking, but it just looks weird.
Well, the THC vape pen I got, it's like a pencil, you know, but it's funny when you see these guys with these big ones like that, you're like, dude, just come out of the fucking closet.
And they got like fucking hand grips on them so you don't drop it.
It's shaped like balls.
It's the actual.
Yeah, right.
It's shaped like a scrotum
and
sack.
And you squeeze to get the juice out. It's like, what the?
It's the actual pen that's causing the cancer, or
they said that some of the ones that seem to be a little more questionable, the ones with flavors, that they're getting a lung disease, and like I said, like I've never had a problem with I've been smoking weed for years.
Right.
Every once in a while you get a sort, maybe harsh, and this and that, or you smoke out of a pipe, metal glass pipe, or no big deal. But when I started smoking that vape pen, all of a sudden I got this phlegm, like light phlegm in my throat, like a wheezing, like nee. So at night when I'm trying to breathe,
sounds like a gremlin in your throat.
Yeah, it's the worst. And I swear to God, it's got to be from that, because that's
Now here's a question I'm going to ask you. I don't want you to be offended. It's a general question. Have you put on any weight since you lost? Like, you look the same, but I'm saying, like, do you feel like you've gained any yourself?
Nah.
Okay, because sometimes that'll happen too. The
weight gain causes wheezing.
Like, if you lose some weight, it happened to me before, so I've actually dropped a couple pounds and I've been able to keep it off.
Right.
But the last time I dropped some weight, I a lot of that shit stopped, and I put on a couple pounds and it kicked right back on.
See, but I never had it. That's my point. I've been fat. I've been fatter. but I've not. Yeah, I've never had the wheezing started, correlating with the fucking vape pen. And I got two of them in my room right now, which I'm dying to smoke.
But you're hesitant now because of them.
But I keep hearing, every time I go to grab the pen, I hear, wee.
Yeah. Taunting.
Yeah. So I
don't
want to
do it. Sounds like the Lord of the Ring dude. Like, oh, process. And your voice.
Smoke me.
And you know, it's one thing if you got
smoke me.
It's one thing when you're sick or something, you got a cough, you cough it up, spit.
You get it out.
This shit.
It sits there.
Yeah. You can't cough this shit up. I need somebody to give me the fucking Heimlich maneuver while I'm coughing, because it's like, you're trying to cough that shit up.
Tell your wife to just sidekick you in the stomach. Side of the
house. Yeah, just give me a back kick right into my fucking sternum. But it's, and you're sitting there you know, and you're trying to, like, you know what I mean?
Now, has it affected your comedy at all? Have you noticed, like, when you're up on stage and like that? No. Like the no, I'm saying, like, if it's just sleeping, yeah, but sometimes people pick up, like, they'll notice it during the day.
I think it really gets bad when I'm laying down. Right?
Sounds like sleep apnea. That's what it sounds like. You're in a CPAP machine.
Yeah, I clean that sleep pad. Listen, and here's another thing. As a comic, sometimes you share a room with people at these festivals and shit.
Yep.
If I ask you to share a room with me at the next comedy festival and you fucking sleep with a CPAP machine, just tell me no.
Why?
It's just loud as fuck, man. And, you know, and I'm a light sleeper, so it's like, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
You use one, right? Did you use one?
No.
Who the fuck?
I don't.
You look like you use a CPAP.
Fellow fat guy. You, Randy, you use a lot. You use a sleep app?
You look like a guy who uses a CPAP machine.
I know, right? Just carry it on me at all times just to breathe. Into the darkness, you world.
That's got to be a pain. Like, you know, it's like in comedy. Like, you know, I play guitar. I sing. I used to play guitar more. But I sing and stuff. So, my comedy manager's like, why don't you write parody? Why don't you write parody songs and bring a guitar on stage? I go, first of all, I want to piss off all the other comics I know by bringing a guitar on stage.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And by the way, this comedy festival I'm in L.A. in a couple weeks. Antelope Comedy Festival.
Congrats.
Yeah. Congrats. I'm like, this is great. It's just I'm looking at my – John Wynn's in it, for a former Miami guy.
Okay.
He's in it, and he's like, you see all the people that are in this thing with us? It's like, these are like – people on Tonight Show. These are all fucking.
Wow, that's awesome, man.
Yeah, but that, well, it's awesome, but yeah, now I got to go and compete against these fucking people.
Is that what, it's a competition or is it a festival?
It's a competition. Top prize, $7,500.
Ah, that's great.
Second place, $2,500. Third, $1,000.
Nice. Oh,
and it's pretty challenging because you gotta do the first round. The round start Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So my round is Sunday at 2.
Okay.
10 comics. Doing like 7 minutes and 3 advance. And once you get to that advancement, you got to do 6 minutes. And you're doing, there's 12 comics in that. And then you advance.
Do you get to do the same material?
No, you cannot repeat material.
See, I like that.
That's good.
I
like that.
Very challenging.
It is.
Now, my first thought was, okay, I'm just going to do my first 6-7 minutes of my set. And then I'm just going to go and do like the next, you know, and so on and do my closing if I make it. But then looking at the talent that's in this thing, I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to save my best shit. So I'm coming out with my good stuff. You know, I think I can get through the first. I'm hoping I can get through the first three.
Secure that round.
But in that second round where you're going up against all the other top people from the shows, I'm doing my closing bits.
Yeah.
I'm doing all my closing bits. And then if I make it through, I've got my new bit I've done.
Yep.
I got the, when I did it, I've been working on this new bit about the threesomes and stuff like that. It's 10 minutes of just, because I don't give a shit at that point. If I made it to the top five, whatever.
Yeah, they already like you.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I made my point, you know? Yeah. So anyway, guys, stop vaping pens. Stop using the vape pens. last thing of the opening part of the show I wanted to talk about was a lot of people are pissed off at Andrew Luck for retiring.
Fucking up a lot of fantasy football.
He really, he fucked up. You know who Andrew Luck's, he was the top pick of guess who? O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson on Twitter was fucking pissed.
Somebody need to keep an eye on Andrew Luck. Make sure he's safe.
It's so funny because I'm so out of touch. O.J. Simpson has a Twitter.
Yeah.
And it's him for real tweeting.
Yeah, and he goes on there and he's like, hey, everybody. You know, guess what I'm doing today?
You know he's old, though, because when he records himself, you can see him turning off the recording and getting the phone.
Yeah.
It's like, how do I do this?
And people are pissed. On Howard Stern is, Goldman's sister, the guy he killed, allegedly. Sorry, the guy he killed along with his
right
ex-wife.
At me and says, sorry,
sorry, brother.
Well, you know, black people have a thing about that.
They
do. Yeah,
they do.
Like they don't want to. They're happy that he got away with it.
I don't think that's what it is.
No,
I don't think they're happy he got away with it. I just feel like
they feel like at least this is firstly a one black man beating the judicial system.
I think that's what it is.
You heard we won.
Right. It's like,
yeah.
Oh my god.
But yeah. So she was on there saying she, you know, it's amazing that he's got his own Twitter and everything and stuff. But he's pissed because he had Andrew Luck. Now the guy's only in his 20s. His hair is falling out. He looks older.
29, man.
He looks super weird, man.
Yeah.
His face looks weird.
Well, he talks
weird. He's a weird faced.
His jaw moves around in a circle when he's talking. Yeah, you know, it's like, what the fuck? I gotta.
Yeah, man, that's the NFL, dude. It takes that toll on you. I think people are more upset now because at the timing of it.
Yeah.
I mean, he had the whole camp and all that. And
well, he was trying to, apparently, according to him, he was trying to push through and see if he can push through right. another season. But the injuries he had prior and the injury he has now, he keeps feeling all the bodily pain from all the injuries just creeping back up. Yeah. On, so he didn't want to risk it. Which, hey, cool to him. He's going to make a great announcer. But fuck, he wrote a lot of fucking fantasy football.
It's a mental thing, man. Yeah.
Well, you got another person. Another person that retired early that got a lot of heat was Barry Sanders.
He was in his prime.
He was in his prime, and he said, "Fuck it."
But he retired not because of body ailments. He said he retired because of the team was trash.
He played for the Detroit Lions.
Yeah,
I'm tired of playing for this shit, getting hurt all week, not getting no points.
You know, why wouldn't a guy like that ever get? You know, nowadays it seems like in basketball, people want to get traded, right? You know, I want to get the fuck out of here, and they're gone. But you know, Barry Sanders stuck with that fucking team.
Yeah, he did.
He was like, who was the guy used to the quarterback who played for the Rams that came at it like he was with the AFL or the Arena Football League? Remember, he won the Super Bowl with them.
I don't remember.
Kevin, anybody on Facebook know him? He came back. It was a few years back.
Not Case Keenum.
No, it was and here's the thing, good looking guy. Out of nowhere, he played in arena football, and he's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And he got a good-looking guy and everything, and all of a sudden, you see his wife, you're like, ugh! You know?
Yeah, he settled too early.
Yeah. he had an arena football girl.
Right.
He didn't have an NFL wife.
Because, you know, they're all because of the paddling. Like, she's been hit by a couple players.
Arena football girl.
Honey, next time you come to my game, don't sit next to the wall.
Yeah, you keep getting into the touchdown zone. We hit people with hair.
You know what I mean? And it was funny. It almost reminds me.
Did you play?
Did you play women's arena football? Because
you looked like you played before they had face masks.
Right.
Well, that was it. It almost reminds me of the time where Bob Costas was interviewing Michael Jordan after the championships. And Bob Costas was sitting there with Michael Jordan and Michael Jordan's wife. And Bob Costas says, "Well, it's really good that your mom's here."
did that happen for real?
Yeah, I swear to God, it's a true story. Bob Costas referred to Michael Jordan's wife as his mom. And, you know, when you do something like that,
you know your career is pretty much
Kurt Warner. Thanks, Perry Sack. Kurt Warner was the quarterback.
Of course, Perry would know.
Kurt Warner won a Super Bowl, too, didn't
he? Yeah, well, he won it, and he was a great story because, again, he was an arena football guy. Yeah. He came out of nowhere. You know what I mean? He's almost like a who's another guy who came out of nowhere to have a good season? But
Brady.
remember he was a backup, right? For
best fucking quarterback ever.
And of course, Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick when he was with the San Francisco 49ers, he was the backup. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then he came out of nowhere. Yeah. And then who knows? That guy just fell apart.
Was it Russell Westbrook like that though? Too though, like didn't he come out of nowhere and sure about him and he just took off?
Yeah.
You're talking basketball now. You switched it up.
I mean, not Russell Westbrook. Russell Wilson. Yeah. Was he like that too?
No, I think he got drafted.
Yeah, he got. But he was kind of like a Doug Flutie guy because he's only like 5'9" or something, right?
Yeah, he's short.
Yeah, he's short. And that's like me as a goalkeeper in soccer, 5'8" and a half.
Yeah.
Fucking that's not the position for a goalkeeper. At any rate. Well, that's been fun, the opening part of the show. Well,
speaking of Jordan,
but
too.
Russell Wilson's got Sierra now. That's not an arena looking.
No, he's got real fucking trim.
Yeah, he's got real trim. But speaking of Jordan, too, And going back to the Popeyes thing, I saw a meme that was hilarious. There was a picture of the lady outside of Popeyes. She was on her knees, like tired, and she just looks beat and defeated underneath it says, and then next to the picture of Jordan, and then under Jordan it goes, it was a 42-point game.
That's the game that he had the flu.
38-point game of the flu, and it shows next to her, Keisha, gave out 348 chicken sandwiches in 2 hours and sold out. Who had a worse game? Who had a better game? It's like, oh, my God.
All right, so anybody on Facebook Live or anybody listening to the show, tweet us at Wake Up Dougie or Instagram us at Wake Up Dougie Show. Whether you think, what do you like better, Chick-fil-A or the fucking Popeyes? And I'll be back next week with my answer. How do you like that?
Yeah, hopefully I get to try by then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not worried.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Thanks. Thank you, Peter. And again, coming from the only news department with a typewriter.
Shows age and growth.
Yeah. Here's a story for the first story of the day. A man flees police on a mobility scooter. In a low-speed chase, as onlookers cheer him on. Go, old man! A low-speed chase took place in New Zealand between police and a man who was speeding down a sidewalk.
Was it downhill?
On his mobility scooter. The viral video shows Charlie Durham, a double amputee.
Oh, jeez.
I wonder if he shot his girlfriend in the bathroom. Fleeing a mobility scooter as a police car attempted to pull him over for speeding in the New Zealand town of Timaru.
That was a...
Speeding?
Yeah, it must
that
be.
That was a reference of a... no, wasn't it Oscar speeding. Pistorius?
Yeah.
Is that, yeah. That's yeah, the Blade Man, the Blade Runner.
That's funny, man. That one hits home because I used to work with people like that.
Yeah.
I'll be seeing them all the time, zipping in and out of the hallways. And, like, if you're in the way, you're getting hit. Like, it's fucking doof, doof.
Oh, the fucking people on those things?
They haul ass, man. They don't care.
Listen, next time I go to Disney World, I'm going to just think I'm going to get one.
I'm just going to rent a fucking wheelchair.
Yeah. Like, right, you get right. access to all the fucking rides.
How fast do those things go?
Well, a mobility scooter, police in a car attempted to pull over. The video of the chase was recorded by New Zealand resident Alicia Candy, who's probably a stripper, Wednesday evening, who called it the funniest thing I'd ever seen in a long time. Candy is heard with her son responding to the video, exclaiming, "Go, old man, go!" The police chase concluded after Durham ran out of battery. No, was struck. We're stuck in a driveway blocked by the police car.
That's funny.
See them cornered him.
Yeah.
Do a pit maneuver on a fucking wheelchair.
What's that thing when they
back tire?
Yeah, right.
Bump them off, scoot him off the
put
road.
The spike strips out.
He's already lost his legs, bro. He had no legs.
Yeah.
Double amputee.
We're in high pursuit with a guy with no legs.
Should have just put a piece of 2x4 in front of him so he can get over it. Just stopped him right there.
Durham
that's
was
that roadblock.
Yeah,
for putting out chains.
Yeah, just a
just
piece
put
of 2x4
wood. Just drops.
Fucking gauntlet.
Yeah, for real.
Durham was slapped with two tickets. One for failing to pull over, and one for inconsiderate operation
Wait,
of a mobile scooter.
Wait, he fled the police, and
yeah,
he just got
tickets. Yeah. Then I look, we don't got an accessible vehicle to take you to jail. We can't tow this thing, so we're just, can you imagine? You see a fucking wheelchair being towed on the back of a tow truck because the guy's in the car of a cop, in the back of a cop car, and they're towing that shit for evidence.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Dude, so many people drive those here, man.
Your scooter's at an impound.
So many people drive those here, not because it's a great way to travel, but because they get DUIs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you can still drive that thing on the road with a DUI.
Yep.
Yeah.
I can just picture someone drunk and like passing out and just holding it left and just sending it around.
It's always kind of weird when you see those big fucking obese people in those scooters.
Yeah, I don't think
you
it's
know,
right.
I mean,
it's funny.
Yeah, I mean,
it
like,
is.
Fuck, you know what I mean? It's like,
so
get
I'm
the fuck
weight.
Out of
I'm not trying to be that guy.
Take a walk, bitch. Yeah. Here's a shitty situation. Oregon woman rescued from septic tank after being trapped in raw sewage for days. Oddly enough, she has no friends anymore.
Huh?
A woman in Oregon was rescued last week after she fell into a septic tank.
That's gross.
And got stuck in raw sewage for days. Firefighters, after fucking somebody's wife, pulled the unidentified woman from the tank on Tuesday and
I feel
rescue
like there's
crews.
An underlying anger there.
Doug, you got something you want to tell us? No, just kidding.
Airlifted her to the hospital via helicopter, the fire department said. She was alert enough that she was able to grab onto the D-handle of one of our tools. You know what that is? D-handle?
No.
It's a shaft, I guess. I don't
know. Yeah, it's like a, you know. But she was alert enough to grab the D-handle, and Chief Ekada Rule said that, and then we were able to get a strap on her, or strap around her, sorry.
We didn't sounds like a firefighter story. You're right.
Yeah.
All right. You got me cornered.
Somebody asked one of the firefighters, anybody got something we can pick her up with? Well, I got this strap on. I was using with my buddy's wife. And then they were able to get
the strap.
To lift her up out of it. The unidentified woman has been working on the tank outside her rural home when she and she lives alone and she fell in. Yeah. So if you live alone, don't fucking work on the septic tank.
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah.
That's pretty shitty.
Yeah, man.
This guy's fucking low-hanging fruit, man.
Firefighters used poles and straps to hoist the woman out of the sewage through the hole.
That's funny.
The woman's condition was unknown, but she smelled like shit.
Yeah.
Dude, how do you survive? Like,
that's gross.
Don't you need water? I mean, she's covered in it a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Could you
if
imagine?
If she had a vape pen, she could probably filter some of that shit.
And wheeze her way out of it.
Right. That's disgusting. Yeah, how bad? Like, Imagine that, like, oh man, one day, you know, I was running rush to the bathroom, I shit myself. This lady will never be, no one will be able to up her.
Exactly.
On the story.
Well, that's what,
you think that's bad.
That's a way you can get out.
Shit for 3 days.
The other day, I was fleeing the cops on my moped, and these guys gave me 2 tickets. I have no legs. I got caught in the fucking.
I fell into a septic tank, and I had to live there for 3 days.
See, that guy should go. That guy actually should go to the court and go. They said I was running from the law. Really, really, Judge?
Yeah. Easy. Get out of here,
buddy. Yeah, dismissed.
Get out of here.
This
is not related to Oscar Pistorius, are you? No, I'm not.
Oh, here's a story I saw first time on the news. A woman steals a stroller from a New Jersey store but left her child behind.
Good move.
Yeah.
That sounds like such a Jersey crackhead thing to do.
Mom of the year right there.
For real.
They're still
doing this for you.
It's funny. It's funny because
Hey, where'd you go?
Like, no, a better family's going to find you. I'm going to return this and get the money and leave.
Billy, I finally got you a carriage, Billy. Billy?
Yeah.
Billy, where's my kid? Three women were caught on camera allegedly stealing a baby stroller from a New Jersey store, but their theft was foiled when one of them forgot their child inside the shop. The women were at Bambi Baby. Middleton, a city roughly 45 miles out of New York City, on Friday. Two of the women distracted an employee, showing her tits, probably. The third woman went to the front of the store and grabbed the stroller, had a hard time, by the way, packing it, because you got to fold the stroller.
Yeah, those things are a pain.
Those things are like adult Legos.
Dude, I always have to fold those after I get done fucking somebody's wife.
You gotta hurry up and go.
Hurry up, my husband's coming home. God damn.
Yo, can we play a game real quick? Guess the race.
What?
Can we play a game with this one? Guess the race.
You want it? All right.
I think they're Spanish.
Spanish?
Spanish woman.
Jersey,
I hope they don't say the race.
Like the lady's name was Rafaela Consuela. No. It's actually white women.
Were they?
They're white women.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Must have been one of those like $10,000 strollers, man.
Well, the guy had him out front, like right in the front of the store, like in the front inside. Just ladies comes up, folds it up, and the other two ladies are talking to him. The funny part is the two women who did the distraction, you know, they're the ones who got noticed who they were, and they got arrested. And they haven't given up the other lady.
Probably
they're not ratting her out. Yeah.
So hold on, the two that came back.
Turns out it's Kurt Warner's wife.
So hold on, the two that were flirting with the guy got caught. They were the ones that left the baby.
Serena.
No. The two women came in. They distracted the sales clerk. The one woman came in with a little kid, little blonde boy, and the kid. She was walking around. The little boy goes, you know, probably look for the toy department or something, like we all do when we're kids. And then the mother, you know, was sitting there trying to figure pack it and shit. She packed it out, walked out with it. The store manager realized it was gone.
So hold on, this kid probably still being held up, and the mom's just hanging out like, I ain't going back. Like,
well, it's funny because she ended up coming back, and he didn't know who, you know, she literally just walked out the store with the kid. When you watch it on video, she walks out with the kid, she comes back and gets him finally, and then, you know, the guy's still walking around like, fuck it, who stole my store?
Wow.
Yeah. I wonder how often they put that thing together, that little scheme.
Probably
a
couple times, yeah.
Well, it's amazing when you see those other things in like urban areas. Okay. When like 100 people walk into the fucking store, you ever see that? It's called a flash mob. They come in and they like 100 people will walk into a Walgreens or a fucking clothing store, and they'll just 100 people walk in. They'll just start grabbing
where I get
shit.
My clothes from
all
the time. I mean, you were at the last one they did in West Palm. Yeah. The outlets.
Hey, let's get about 50 people together and steal some shit.
Can we assemble and do this like the Jordan outlet or something like that? Nike outlet? Because that's where the good shit's at, man.
I need batteries and band-aids.
Batteries and band-aids
going to war. Top-selling strollers on the store's website indicated that they could range from $400 to $1,000 for a stroller. No wonder I don't have kids.
Yeah, me neither.
Here's a story. Now, actually, this is interesting. The big thing nowadays are these sex robots, right?
Yep.
There's people that buy them, and they're supposedly really lifelike.
Yep. They
right?
buy them because firefighters fuck the wives and the
husbands.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I'm getting a fucking robot because at least she won't fuck that firefighter next door.
That's right. Programmer.
But here's the funny thing. I mean, first of all, it's got to be odd, right? I mean, yeah. I mean, how lonely can you be? There must not be any Asian massage parlors around, you know. And and there's not, there's like no
she come back and bite you, man.
Yeah, man. There's no, you know. The I mean, come on, man. How
that's
listen?
A lot of
I haven't
being sold
I haven't
the
been single in a deck in a quarter of a century. Okay, but I've been with my wife for over 25 years.
Wow, that's
awesome. So I don't know. What it's, you know what I mean? Like, and I've never been single since.
But you
like,
sound interested.
Yeah, I'm, you know, I'm courting some options. No, but you know what I mean? Like, but like, and even then, even when I had a girl, like, I have overlapped women since the 10th grade. Like, I had a girlfriend ever, solid, steady girlfriend ever since the 10th grade. So I haven't been alone or single since my ninth, basically since my freshman year in high school. So I don't, you know, I can't say, hey, I know what it's like to be around not getting laid. Like, when's the last time you got laid, Randy?
2 days ago, bro.
Really?
Don't I guess pussy, okay?
You got a girlfriend?
I guess no, but I can get it when
I know
want.
Where the
no
Asian
problem.
Massage parlors are. Right. Actually,
my closet door,
when
those robots come out. No.
Yeah? No, so is this just something, a booty call? What happened? It's not
no,
a girlfriend.
Yeah, no, not a girlfriend. You get a side hoe. You got to keep them on the side.
Side hoe?
Yeah, man.
So is she good looking or is she?
Yeah, but they side hoes. Don't you'll never she bring them out of public. You just they're there for that.
You meet her on the corner somewhere where it's dark.
A couple of them are mutual. Like, hey, we're both ugly. Let's just get it out of the way. Some of them are hot. It's
yeah, okay.
Yeah,
all right. Well, I've never been in a situation or been that lonely where I spend that much money on a fucking robot. But sex robots with coding errors are prone to be violent and can strangle humans.
So Spanish.
Yeah, yeah. Don't get the one from Puerto
that
Rico.
That sounds like a male sex robot. Oh, yeah. What do you mean you got a headache?
Yeah, you know you're a fucking loser when your robot says, I have a headache.
I have a headache.
Your dick is much smaller than the
maybe
fireman's.
Later. Plug the charger back in.
Yeah.
Harder. What? Harder. What?
Doll collector, Brick, a doll banger. I guess that's a code name. Fears what could happen if robots are not regulated. Sex robots plagued with coding errors could be prone to violent behavior, including strangling, an expert has warned. The doll collector Brick Dollbanger fears violent repercussions
sounds
of robotics.
Like program them do like autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to be choked too much.
Yeah. He believes... Oh, baby, that's so good. You like that?
Right.
I'll choke you harder. Oh, safe word. I don't understand.
It does not compute.
Yeah. Recalculating.
That's crazy, man.
He believes a simple coding error could turn all girlfriends against their owners.
Jeez.
Sounds like a Spanish woman. Like, I bet you this dude had a thought of a Spanish woman. Like, oh, she's going to be the perfect
yeah.
Spanish woman. It's like, can't recreate a Spanish woman.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
A Brick right? who has closed ties to manufacturers of Realbotics and Apsis, told the Daily News, it scares me to death. It's a machine, and it's always going to be a machine. Well, it's a fucking robot, dude. Although this one on the screen is pretty fucking hot. It's got nice tits. If you've watched the movies Ex Machina, because I honestly believe synthetics are going to look very similar in that movie.
Is it Ex Machina or Ex Machina?
Ex Machina, thank
Machina.
You. And I'm reading it English. Machina.
I think I watched that. That was on Netflix, right?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
That was on that. Did you see that?
They put robots can be rude. Yes, they can.
Yeah, I mean, could you imagine? I mean, how fucking stupid. Can you imagine if that's in your obituary? Like, hey, what happened to fucking Randy?
Well,
he got choked out by his robot.
The Spanish sex robot said.
Randy's having sex with a robot. He's tapping like an MMA fight.
Right.
I quit. I came.
Right.
It's going to be more durable. Instead of having bones, it's going to have high-impact plastic or aluminum frame. It's going to be very strong, and it will kick your fucking ass.
Like robot,
oh, my God. This fucking robot's pretty hot.
Sound like it's such an old man thing, like old pervy thing to say.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's hot, it's hot, bro. What are you?
You're old, too.
No. Let's see. And it wouldn't stop until those things. Yeah, man. I think that if you get a sex robot and you die by its hand, good riddance.
Yo, what if you called the sex? Like, what if the trigger for a sex robot was like you're having sex with it, right? And you're like in your head, you start playing, like going through the motion, and you just call the sex robot the wrong sex robot name, and
yeah.
It loses its shit. It's like, you know,
what happens if the sex robot's pissed because you're spending too much time with the toaster? You know, get away from that toaster.
It's the third time today you've microwaved yeah. something, Randy.
Stop eating the fucking
Is there
mac and cheese.
You want to tell me? You've been to Popeyes twice. Yeah.
I see you spending time with that Roomba vacuum.
All right. Come home, everything's got stat marks in there for those fucking machines.
Yeah.
I'm the only machine you need.
This is a great story, by the way.
Machina.
What's in your phone? Too late. I already know.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, that's in. The robot's going to be able to hear all your voicemails.
Wi-Fi. What if the robot could just go through all your text messages and read them all to you? Text Tanya at 3:57.
Yeah. Did anybody call you today? No.
You fucking?
Liar.
I was like, what? No.
You got four texts from that bitch.
All right.
Here's a great story. Speaking of bitches, an astronaut.
Huh?
Hmm? No, I was just saying, why would you pay for this? Nah, this sounds terrible.
Yeah. An astronaut may have committed the first space crime while aboard the International Space Station.
How do you create a space crime?
Well, for one, you access your wife's information while you're in space.
I thought it was a girl who did it to her husband, right?
No, it's a lesbian couple.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, another dynamic.
Yeah, it makes it exciting all of a sudden. NASA is reportedly probing the case of an astronaut who was accused of accessing her estranged wife's bank account.
Oh, estranged wife.
While on a six-month mission aboard the International Space Station.
Trying to see where she's spending them dollars
at. Veteran astronaut and U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Ann McClain. Not to be confused from John McClain. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. was accused of improperly gaining access to Summer Worden's bank account on NASA's computers.
Damn, they put her whole name out there, too.
While she was in space, Worden, a former Air Force intelligence officer, became suspicious when McClain had mentioned specific purchases while fighting with her estranged spouse. See, when you go in, when you snoop like that, you can't... You can't screw things up. You cannot
drop jewels on what you found.
It's like when your buddy says, "Hey man, I think I saw your girl with that fireman," and then and then you can't just say, "Hey, what were you doing at Chick-fil-A?"
Right,
Jay guy.
Yeah,
7:30 more for breakfast.
And... Yeah, fucking. Worden, a former Arab, says here the Times upon her request, her bank reportedly confirmed that her account had been accessed with credentials entered on a computer. You know when it tells you where you're from? It says it's from the moon. On a computer network registered to the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. See, that's going to leave a paper trail.
That just shows me that gay couples break up and have divorces and shit, too. So it's normal.
Well, you know, when this whole thing came out with gay marriage, I said, listen, everybody should be able to get married, right? Everybody's got the right to be miserable.
But everybody should have the right to get divorced and be miserable.
That's right. Now, I thought it'd be, I said after 10 years after the rule, I'd be interested to see how many of those marriages got divorced. And, you know, it's like if you're in the gay community, let's say they could say, hey, we got a 90% success rate, then they could boast against the heterosexual marriages.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That's funny, though. Like, you can scope that from a chick in space, like, even at that far of a distance.
Yeah.
You ain't got no room to breathe, and they're still stalking you, like...
Well, I get it, though. It's like...
Yeah, you're fireman.
I'm a fucking astronaut, bro. What are you doing?
Yeah. Like, I'm out in space right now, just living life in the moment, and look at you on Earth. You probably
about that, too. Like, let's say you're married to somebody who was an astronaut. Where do you go from there? Like, what are you going to do? You're going to date some guy who works as a fucking Uber driver?
Probably should.
You know? My last husband was an astronaut, but now I'm dating this guy who's an Uber driver.
Right.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
So the only way you can do is go down. Like, I think from that,
this is how we value ourselves by what we do.
By our spouses.
It's astronauts, firefighters. Who was the other one? You said astronauts, firefighters.
Pilots. Airline so, pilots.
Astronauts, pilots, and then
who fucks more people, firemen or pilots? I think pilots, probably.
Dude, pilots are all over the place.
Yeah, they fuck everything.
A lot.
They fuck all the Like, I remember for a while there when I started doing comedy, I thought, let me get my wife to work in an airline, you know, like flight attendant. No, and my buddy was like, no, dude, don't do that.
That's the same thing. Yeah. Like, as a firefighter, you're like, dude, I like nurses. I see nurses all the time.
Yeah.
But you don't want to date a nurse.
No.
No, man, that's surrounded by doctors and firemen coming to that hospital.
They know all
the
about cleanliness and shit like that. Probably some of the dirtiest businesses you ever
Well, let me listen, my stepdaughter's a nurse. And she's we recently got an argument because I just tried to tell her, you know, when you do dishes, you know, when you put like if you put food like dishes in a sink, you know, sometimes you don't have time to wash them, right? But if you just leave them in there, and there's not food all over them, you know, you got sometimes you got to soak them, but there's still food and shit from the, around the sink. You got ants and shit. Yeah. And you got all those ants all over the place.
Dumping in the
just fucking rinse it. You know, yeah. rinse the fucking thing and leave it in the sink if you got time to clean it. Since we opened the story with chicken, our show, we're going to end our show with a story from Chick-fil-A.
Awesome.
And this is your people, buddy.
Your people.
Driver kicks pregnant woman.
Black Guamanian people?
Yes.
Is that what the term is for you guys? Guamanians? Is that what it is?
Dude, I've heard so many terms. Nah, I'm going to lie.
It's undiscovered.
Islander. Yeah. I've heard Guami bear. That's a term. Guami bear.
Are you from Guam?
My mom's from Guam.
Nice. I remember there was a senator somewhere that thought that because of all the troops on Guam that it was going to sink. You got to pull that up. It's a truth. This guy who's a senator, he's a black guy. I'm not saying that has I'm not saying that has anything to do with black. Listen, I know a lot of. I have a lot of friends who are black that are smart. All right. So, driver kicks pregnant woman in the stomach.
Why did I laugh at that?
During fight at a Chick-fil-A in Wilmington, Delaware, a driver intentionally kicked a pregnant woman in the stomach.
That's crazy.
During a fight at the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. Jada Blake, 19, of Newark, was in the drive-thru lane at the Chick-fil-A when the driver of another vehicle attempted to pull in front of her, police said. The line at the restaurant frequently backs up onto the street, blocking traffic, unlike at Popeyes, where it's really bad. Blake abruptly accelerated, blocking the vehicle from moving forward, then got out to confront the other driver, 21-year-old pregnant woman, police said. Blake struck the pregnant woman in the head and face, in the face! Through her open window. Police said when the second woman got out of her vehicle, Blake intentionally kicked her in the stomach, knowing she was pregnant, police said.
Over a fucking chicken sandwich.
We don't know what she was ordering. It could have been.
You don't go to Chick-fil-A.
Could have been chicken. Could have been the new bucket chicken.
We got to get that new bucket. After the fight, Blake got back in the vehicle and continued waiting in the drive-thru. That's amazing. Police said the troopers arrested her while she was in the line. Pregnant woman was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Police said Blake was charged with second-degree assault, second-degree reckless endangering, menacing, disorderly conduct, no proof of insurance, careless driving, and possession of marijuana. This is odd because usually if you're getting high, getting chicken, you're really not in a violent mood.
No.
That's pretty discrediting.
You know, they say that when you don't fight when you're high, but these people, this particular person, I want to say these people, I want to sound like, that sounds wrong.
Fucking Dougie over here always saying these people and shit.
My fucking Grand Wizard speech. yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Listen, food makes you crazy. It happened to me at Taco Bell one time on 441 in Margate because, like, the line was long, so I had to wait, and then, like, you didn't want to block traffic. Like, if I had gone in, it would block traffic in the parking lot. So I waited, and this fucking asshole in a pickup truck cut in front of me, and I got pissed, you know? And I'm like, motherfucker, you know, and I'm like saying shit, and the guy stuck his, you know, redneck motherfucker, stuck his head out of the car. He's a fucking, you know, shotgun in the back of his, you know, thing.
Listen, man, all I want is a burrito.
Yeah.
I just want to meet some Mexican tonight, okay? This is the closest place to my home.
Take your time, fat boy. I'm just trying to get myself a fucking burrito.
I got a wife and three kids at home. They won't talk all night.
That's
so.
Right. Got plenty of beer. Ain't got no damn food.
That's crazy, man.
At any rate, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Hey.
I want to thank Randy Vega for joining us
again, man, here
in the studios. And, of course, special guest Jay Guy.
Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, great being here.
Fun.
And, yeah, man, if you ever want to come to your podcast, I heard it's a pretty cool podcast. I like to do that. don't forget, guys, this is a fun week. On Friday and Saturday, me and Chris Priester are going to take our Ebony and Olive comedy tour. To Porky's Comedy Club in St. Cloud. So we'll be there Friday and Saturday.
Nice.
9 o'clock shows. Go to porkyscomedyclub.com for tickets. And then, of course, don't forget, September 4th, Wise Guys Comedy Show comes back to Tavolino's. Our Tavolino's favorite, Steve Marshall, will be there.
Nice.
And special, super special guest opening, who's normally a headliner, the fabulous Monique Marvez out of L.A. Very funny lady. So that's going to be a packed show. And don't forget, if you're in the... in the L.A. area, I'm going to be at the Antelope Valley Comedy Festival on September 8th on Sunday, but I'll be doing some spots at Haha Comedy Club on Friday and Saturday night, the 6th and 7th of September. Go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Dougie Dangers, and follow our show on Instagram and Twitter at Wake Up Dougie Show. Randy?
I got a show coming up Wednesday night at Voltaire. Show starts at 9. It's downtown West Palm. And then Thursday night, I'm actually hosting the New Faces at the Palm Beach Improv.
Nice.
So that should be fun. And then follow me on social media, Instagram, Randy V Comedy. Follow my YouTube page, at, Randy V Comedy as well. And then you guys into wrestling, check out my podcast, Wrestling Off the Handles.
There you go. Jay?
Nice. I guess September 4th, not to trump your show. Everybody go to Dougie's show. I'm doing L2. Have you done that one? With
Level?
Dan?
Yeah. Over in Del Rey.
Over in Del Rey with Dan Long and the Mo doing that room. That's going to be on September 4th. And then September 7th, I'm doing Spill the Beans with Derek Flynn.
Nice.
Fassel's room down south. So
there you go. Have a lot of fun there. Don't forget, guys, if you're watching this or you're listening to us, do us a big favor and help compensate the show. You can go to wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com. We have a patron button. You could donate $1 a month, $2 a month, $5 a month. We collect enough money. It goes to gas money to the co-hosts.
Help the grind, man.
That's right. If you give us even more money, we'll get Popeye's chicken sandwiches for everyone. So please donate to the show. We appreciate it. Everything helps.
We should do that next week. Do a live tasting on your podcast.
Yeah, we'll do it. I'll fucking eat it. I'll get a bunch of them.
I'll do it.
Anyway, guys, thanks for checking us out. Well, that'll be it. I'm getting new flooring in the house.
Peace.
So no more shows this week, but we'll be back next week right here at the same spot.
Peace.
People of the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. There being a light hit the ground.